This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new terminal building of the Tuticorin Airport and also laid the foundation for projects worth 4,800 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu after returning from Maldives. Spread across 17,340 square meters, the terminal will be equipped to handle 20 lakh passengers annually. In railway infrastructure, the Prime Minister inaugurated the electrification of the 99-kilometer Madurai Bodinayakannur line and also inaugurated the 650 crore rupees doubling of the 21-kilometer Nagarkoil town Kanyakumari section. Additionally, the doubling of the Aralvaimuri Nagarkoil junction and Tirunelveli Mellapalayam sections. Addressing people on this occasion, Prime Minister Modi said, "Tamil Nadu is witnessing unprecedented development which reflects the centre's resolve to make the state a driving force of Viksit Bharat."
4,800 crore rupees ke projects ka lokarpan aur shilanyas kiya gaya hai. Inme airport, highway, ports aur railways ke projects hai. और पावर सेक्टर से जुड़े अहम इनिशिएटिव भी है. तमिलनाडु की जनता को इसकी बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 124th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat has emphasized the need for an educational alternative based on Bharat Darshan as it is essential for Viksit Bharat. He said this while addressing the Rashtriya Chintan Baithak organized by Shiksha Sanskriti Uthan Nyas at Ernakulam in Kerala. He further said that our educational system was developed on the basis of long-time influence of colonial ideas. 17 parliamentarians have been awarded Sansad Ratna Raj Award 2025 in New Delhi for their exemplary performances. These parliamentarians include Ravi Kishan and Dinesh Sharma from BJP, Varsha Gaikwad from Congress, Supriya Sule from NCP-SP and Arvind Sawant from Shiv Sena UBT. The awards have been given by a non-government organization. Talking to the media on the occasion, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said, "This award is the recognition of MP's outstanding performances."
सांसद रत्न अवार्ड ये एक तरीके से प्राइम हमारे एमपीस का परफॉर्मेंस है. उसको रिकॉग्निशन किया गया, उनका अच्छा काम का, उसका आउटस्टैंडिंग परफॉर्मेंस को रिकॉग्नाइज किया गया है. तो मैं सारा एमपीस को बधाई देता हूँ, अभिनंदन करता हूँ कि अवार्ड का वो सब हकदार है.
India has sent a consignment of humanitarian assistance to the people of Somalia. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the consignment consists of 10 tons, which includes essential medicines, surgical items, hospital essentials and biomedical equipment. He also added that India is continuing humanitarian assistance to Somalia. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, will hold a two-day open hearing and camp sitting in Telangana's Hyderabad on the 20th and 29th of this month to hear 109 alleged human rights violation cases of the state. In chess, first game in the final of FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 between Koneru Hampi and fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh ended in a draw in Batumi, Georgia last evening. Divya was playing with the white pieces while Koneru was on the board with black. Both the players got 0.5 points after this draw. And with that, we end this news bulletin.